Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine expected this afternoon with a high of 79. Lows dip down to about 54. Tonight, clear skies. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 88. Sunny skies Sunday with daytime highs approaching 88. 90 Monday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 72.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tom. A man remained in the Shawnee County Jail on a total bond of just under $258,000 on Thursday after he was charged in connection with an officer-involved shooting incident that occurred last Friday in West Central Topeka. Yesterday, Dustin Christopher Cooney, 33, of Topeka, was formally charged with three separate crimes, including aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer, aggravated domestic battery, and domestic battery. The former chair of the Kickapoo tribe in Kansas pleaded guilty Thursday to a child sex crime. Court documents show that on May 29th, Lester Randall entered a guilty plea to a count of sexual exploitation of a minor, receipt of child pornography. Randall also agreed to pay $3,000 in restitution to each victim in the case. The U.S. District Court of Kansas, following Lester's guilty plea, agreed to dismiss the other counts, including his federal indictment. The agreement also includes a tentative sentence of 10 years in prison. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
They said the sedan was gone, that SUVs had taken over the road. But this May, the legend returns. Introducing the all-new 2025 Kia K4. And at Midwest Kia, we're proving once and for all, the sedan lives. Right now, lease the bold, feature-packed 2025 Kia K4 EX for just $299 a month with zero due at signing 36-month lease. That's right. Sporty design, tech-loaded interior, and legendary Kia value, all with zero down and $299 a month. The future of driving is here, and it's sleek, smart, and seriously fun to drive. The K4 is proving that there is still room on the road for the sedan to shine. Hurry in to Midwest Kia or visit MidwestKia.com. And remember, the sedan lives.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offer available with approved credit through KMF. $299 a month for 36 months. 30,000 total miles. Zero due at signing. Plus tax, title, license, and dealer fees. Offer valid on all in-stock 2025 Kia K4 EX. See dealer for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2025.
The Lawrence Police Department is attempting to locate the person who stabbed an elderly woman. Lawrence police officers responded just before 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon to the 700 block of Beatnik Court, where they found the victim inside a home with life-threatening injuries. The victim was taken to an area trauma center, according to an officer, and Lawrence police said they have no suspect information at this time. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 785-843-8477. Over half of the 56 job cuts from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment were from the same area within the agency. 29 cuts in the Bureau of Disease Control and Prevention, 7 from Kansas Health and Laboratories, 7 from Bureau of Community Health Systems, 1 from Office of the Secretary, and 8 from the Bureau of Epidemiology and Public Health Informatics. Several grants administered by KDHE were terminated around the same time, resulting in the loss of millions in funding for health agencies in Kansas. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Sun, fun, and tires that keep up with your best adventures. Get ready for summer Michelin style. Now through June 17th, get up to $60 via reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission with qualifying purchase of 4 or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. See MichelinMan.com for details. Offer expires June 17th, 2025. See your dealer for more details at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the passage of the reconciliation bill at the federal level last week from the House Republicans, Congressman Adrian Smith from the Hastings area in Nebraska spoke out, talking about why he supported the, quote, big, beautiful bill and what he gets to hopefully look forward to if it can get through the Senate and onto the president's desk.
We House Republicans have fulfilled our commitment to bring tax relief and certainty to American families, seniors, small businesses, and certainly hardworking ag producers. I'm pleased that the package includes measures I have led to drive major investment, empowering parental choice in education, and also end the IRS's unlawful, unfair, expensive, and inappropriate direct file program.
That audio from KSMB at local channel 4. Opponents of the bill say they are concerned about the cuts to potential Medicaid and SNAP programs while raising the debt ceiling by near $4 trillion. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
They said the sedan was gone, that SUVs had taken over the road. But this May, the legend returns. Introducing the all-new 2025 Kia K4. And at Midwest Kia, we're proving once and for all, the sedan lives. Right now, lease the bold, feature-packed 2025 Kia K4 EX for just $299 a month with zero due at signing 36-month lease. That's right. Sporty design, tech-loaded interior, and legendary Kia value, all with zero down and $299 a month. The future of driving is here. And it's sleek, smart, and seriously fun to drive. The K4 is proving that there is still room on the road for the sedan to shine. Hurry into Midwest Kia or visit MidwestKia.com. And remember, the sedan lives.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offer available with approved credit through KMF. $299 a month for 36 months. 30,000 total miles. Zero due at signing. Plus tax, title, license, and dealer fees. Offer valid on all in-stock 2025 Kia K4 EX. See dealer for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2025.
Ashley Crott was recently appointed Executive Director of the Marysville Community Foundation by the Patterson Family Foundation.
So there is a family foundation called the Patterson Family Foundation, and they have made it possible for rural organizations like the Community Foundation for Marysville to apply for a grant that can help fund a full-time employee. So the Marysville Community Foundation Board applied for that grant, and it is a three-year grant that is helping fund this position in order to help grow the organization and make an impact in our rural communities.
She has some experience being an executive.
I came from being the director of marketing at Community Memorial Healthcare, and so this will be my first experience fully working as an executive director for an organization like the foundation, but I did start my own business with a business partner in 2017 with Create Events and Design. So have some business owner history in my career path as well.
A goal for Ashley is to create a vehicle for people to be able to have an impact in their community.
Well, the goal of the Marysville Community Foundation is to generate philanthropic giving and help people either with planned giving throughout their lifetimes or create a legacy gift that comes into fruition after they pass. If they don't have family that they're leaving it to, or if they have a cause in their life that's something that's been really important to them over time and they want to find a way to continue to give back to that cause after they're gone. And just the goal is to create a vehicle for people to be able to have that impact in their community and the organizations that are important to them. So we have Pony Up Marysville, which is our match day, and that is a great avenue for annual giving for people to come in, choose the causes that are important to them, and make a donation in that manner. The goal for me and for our board is now to be able to reach out to our donors and to our donor funds and continue to grow the endowments and the different funds that are in the foundation and to set up with those individual legacy giving opportunities for people that they may or may not have had an avenue to do that before.
She plans on creating visibility for opportunities available for the different nonprofits in the community.
Oh, I'm really excited about the opportunity for growth. I think we've really made an impact with Pony Up Marysville in our match day, but there's been so many things that would be really helpful that we can't do without a staff person. So having a full-time executive director is really going to allow a lot more time to be given to this project because we have a fully volunteer board. And so I'll be able to really help create visibility for the opportunities available for our different nonprofits in our community, for our different donors in the community, and kind of be the face of the organization and a place for people to go at any time that they have a question or any time they need help with their planning. It will allow us to have just a consistent presence in our community.
Ronald Ron D. Layman, age 85, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service will be held Sunday, June 1st, 6 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary. Visitation to take place 1 hour prior to service. Burial will follow Monday, June 2nd, 11 a.m. at Waikuya Funeral Home and Cemetery in Lincoln, Nebraska. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arraignments of Ron Layman.
Morris O'Merrill, age 84, of Waterville, passed away April 19. Memorial service is planned Saturday, May 31st, 11 a.m. at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Private interment at the Cottage Hill Cemetery, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Morris Merrill.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s through to Iowa, and clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers on Saturday, mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then some scattered showers early Saturday night, mostly clear with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Some sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the upper 80s, then mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Sunshine throughout Monday with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. Then a slight chance for some scattered showers throughout Monday night, otherwise mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely into Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms continue into Tuesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible into Wednesday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then showers and thunderstorms possible throughout Wednesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. And still more rain likely throughout Thursday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature for our area this time, end of May, 81 degrees. Record high on this day, 103. Average low temperature, 60 degrees, with the record low being 41. Sunrise this morning at 6:02, with sunset this evening being at 8:48.
Few things can trigger memories quite like a fragrance from our past. We will get a little sentimental today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, Weather Call could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 30th, the 150th day of the year. Voice actor Mel Blanc and Hall of Fame running back Gale Sayers were both born on this day. The sweet fragrances of springtime got us to thinking about, well, fragrances, especially about the ones that have disappeared over the decades. Here's a few that come to mind. Pipe tobacco. If you had a favorite uncle or grandfather who smoked a pipe, nothing can bring a flood of memories like a whiff of their favorite blend. School kids from the 70s and 80s surely remember the aroma of Ditto fluid. Our electronics no longer use vacuum tubes, and gone are the odors of burning dust when those tubes heated up. Have some of your own? Take a moment to appreciate today's fragrances. The modern age just might make them obsolete tomorrow. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
When severe storms approach, tune to KNDY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on KNDY, service of these community sponsors.
Our roots are in agriculture. We're local. Many of us were born and raised in the areas that we serve. Because of that, we make our ag decisions right here at the bank. There's no waiting for some out-of-town approval on your loan requests. So rather than planting your seeds in someone else's field, stop by and let's talk. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
When starting any project around your home, you want prices that are reasonable and advice you can trust. From finding the right lighting fixture or plumbing piece to drawing up plans for a full remodel or new build, the knowledgeable staff at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axel Lumber are here for you. Stop in Monday through Saturday or visit axellumber.com to see what they can offer. With all your building needs and options to fix any budget, your partner from start to finish is Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axel Lumber.
When you need reliable, expert automotive service, call on Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville. From routine maintenance to major repairs, the ASC-certified technicians at Dean's get the job done right the first time. Able to calibrate newer vehicle ADAS systems, from blind spot monitoring to automatic braking. Trust over 85 years of experience at Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville. Look them up online or give them a call and stay on the road wherever it takes you.
From the ground up, Midwest Products Hanover can assist with concrete drives, parking, walks, entries, foundations, and support walls. Quality people help produce quality products, and you can rely on their crews for a job done right. Concrete plants at Hanover, Washington, and Clay Center. Midwest Products also haul rock, sand, and gravel. They have a crane for rent and can assist with site preparation. Start your next job with a call for a quote today from Midwest Products at Hanover.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals wrapped up their three-game series at home at Kauffman Stadium on Wednesday with their three-game series, going 1-3 for the series, only winning game number 3 by 3-2 victory. They're now back at it again tonight after a day off yesterday with a 7-10 first pitch tonight. They're still at Kauffman Stadium at home against the Detroit Tigers. Even with the two losses against the Reds, they are still tied for that number 2 slot in a three-way race right now for the American League Central with a record right now of 30-27, only two losses behind both the Cleveland Guardians and the Minnesota Twins that are both right now at 30-25. Going into the series with the Tigers are at the top of the American League Central at 37-20. That series will go through the weekend before having Monday off and having the Royals back on the road starting on Tuesday next week, taking on the Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals are currently number 2 in the National League Central at 32-24. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Friday night, kick off the weekend with Week 10 of UFL football as the St. Louis Battlehawks take on the D.C. Defenders at 7. On Saturday, it's Baseball Night in America. Two Major League Giants go head-to-head as the Yankees battle the Dodgers in primetime. And Sunday, IndyCar shifts to the streets of the Motor City. It's the Detroit Grand Prix at 11:30. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
The frontman. Three dynamic voices, 30 number one hits, 30 million records sold. The frontman are coming to Newkirk Friday, June 27th. Country's hottest supergroup, the voices of Lone Star, Restless Heart, and Little Texas come together one night at Seven Clans First Council Casino in Newkirk. Tickets are on sale now at the Players Club, sevenclans.com, or ticketstorm.com. Don't miss the frontmen at Seven Clans First Council Casino in Newkirk.
The end of this week also means the end of the high school softball championships across the state of Kansas, as the softball state championships are happening around the state between May 29th and May 30th, with some teams excited to get back into the tournament after another successful season.
So this is our 19th year in a row going to state, so that's great. It's a great feeling to continue that legacy.
You know, it's just a matter of hitting's contagious, and we kept it up.
It's a great experience. I'm so excited. I'm so happy to be with these girls, and it's amazing, honestly. It's so great to be a part of this team. I'm so happy that I'm here.
That was the Bishop Carroll Golden Eagles softball team on KSN News, where they say they're excited to get back like they have every season to the state tournaments since the year of 2006, and looking to go back-to-back in state championships in the 5A tournaments. The 5A tournaments will be held at Goddard Eisenhower High School, with 6A being held in Lawrence High School, and 4A tournaments being held in Salina. Mid-America Network News.
State track action gets underway today at Cessna Stadium in Wichita. The 6 through 1A event starts today with mainly preliminary races and field events, with championship events tomorrow starting at 8 a.m. In Class 3A, the Marysville Bulldogs send Nathan Miller, Sarah Miller, Afton Harries, Reese Packett, Casey Rush, and Hannah Weitzel, along with the girls' 4x1 and 4x4 teams, to compete across six different events. In Class 2 and 1A, the Twin Valley League teams combined to send 75 athletes to this year's state meet, including both boys and girls returning state champions in Class 1A in the Axtell Eagle Boys and the Washington County Girls. KNDY will have full updates on state track results starting next Monday during the 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. news blocks, and available online at kndyradio.com to listen back as a podcast anytime you would like.
Have you ever wondered what sets Sunflower Community Credit Union apart from the rest? It's the power of ownership. When you join Sunflower Community Credit Union, you're not just a customer. You're a member and an owner. Sunflower Community Credit Union is a member-owned, nonprofit financial institution that places our members' needs as our top priority. We're here to help you grow your savings, manage your finances, and achieve your dreams. Visit Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, where ownership matters.
Bruna Law, LLC, in Marysville and Seneca can assist with civil litigation, including accidents, injury insurance claims, business or real estate disputes, estate planning, including wills, trusts, and estate administration, and business and succession planning, as well as real estate contracts, deeds, and escrow services. Contact Anthony Bruna with Bruna Law, LLC, with offices in Marysville and in Seneca.
There's no better place to work, play, and relax than the great outdoors. Spend your day connected with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. Join online meetings on the patio, stream your favorite playlist by the grill, or watch a movie under the stars. Enjoy an uninterrupted connection this summer without ever having to step indoors with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. To learn more, visit bluevalley.net/outdoor.
Whether it's state golf, softball, or track and field, the Twin Valley League is once again ready to show the state why there is no one better. Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Spotlight. Head on over to TVLSpotlight.com for updates from all of the state competitions this week as the TVL tries to put a championship stamp on the 2025 season. That's TVLSpotlight.com, brought to you by KNDY Radio.
Your next car search ends at Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville. This is Andrew Crownover, and we vow to offer the largest selection of vehicles with the lowest prices in the area. But our commitment to satisfaction doesn't stop there, with service to all the vehicles you own. For outstanding selection, unmatched prices, and reliable service, call on Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville or online at crownoverautosales.com.
Dreaming of a new home? Let Inline Construction make that dream a reality. Custom home builds from foundation to finish with your plans, or they'll help you with design. Build on your lot or take advantage of Marysville's newest subdivision, Hartley Ridge, at 8th Street and Jayhawk Road. Call today and get started with Inline Construction of Marysville.
Japanese barberry's adaptable, low-maintenance nature has made it a fixture in many landscapes. These same characteristics allow it to invade natural spaces and crowd out native plants. In addition, it creates the perfect habitat for disease-carrying ticks. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Deer avoid eating these distasteful spiny plants. Their seeds are spread by birds, small mammals, and humans. The result is a dense thicket of barberry. The high humidity under this mass of plants creates the perfect environment for ticks. As humidity drops, ticks retreat to the soil. A thicket of barberries allow the ticks to remain active for nearly 24 hours each day. Removing invasive barberries is good for the environment and our health. Always dress appropriately and check for ticks when removing invasive plants or enjoying the outdoors. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
There was a time when cattle ranchers and sheep herders clashed, sometimes violently, in the western U.S. This town saw its share of unfriendly encounters as well. But today, the sheep, and specifically the dogs that help shepherd them, are the focus of a huge annual event that can bring competitors from around the world. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Teresia Rose Ruckman Reed enjoys sharing the history of the area of Meeker, Colorado. In the early 1900s, one of the men who came to hunt in the area was arguably the most well-known man in America, Teddy Roosevelt.
He loved to hunt here. He was here multiple times. His outfitter here in the area was a guy by the name of John Goff.
In fact, Teresia's great-grandfather was one of Goff's first employees who helped the president with those hunting excursions. Roosevelt stayed at the Meeker Hotel, and the museum that Teresia helps oversee has an important artifact from it.
The bar that we have in the back of the White River Museum is the original bar from the Meeker Hotel when the expansion happened in 1906. It was shipped in boxes and crates. We know this because each of the pieces has a number.
This area has been home to large herds of sheep and cattle since the days Roosevelt was coming here. Cattle ranchers were often at odds, sometimes violently, with sheep herders as the two competed for some of the same range. Over time, sheepdogs helped to keep those herds together, a practice still very important here.
There's a lot of dogs that are trained very specifically to move sheep, and they're so smart. They're trained to move sheep from one place to another. There are sheepdog competitions all over the world, and there are people that come here from all over the world in early September.
She's referring to the sheepdog trials here in Meeker, which bring in competitors from many states and even countries.
Our population doubles three times a year. Once during the 4th of July, once during the sheepdog trials, and another time if you count all of the hunting seasons.
The sheepdog trials are a multi-day event that brings competitors from as far away as South Africa and Brazil to this small town. Traveling the countryside to Meeker, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCray.
Grasshoppers can make a quick meal of your flowers and vegetables. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for tips on how to keep them from hopping onto your favorite plants as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Post-herbicide application stress might be costing you extra bushels that can make or break your season. Mitigate that yield loss with SipCam Agro's Stilo PSR. Whether you're applying post-emergent herbicides, fungicides, or nutritional sprays, Stilo Plant Support and Recovery helps get your corn and soybean crops back on track. Realize up to a 6x ROI on your investment and check out our no-risk guarantee program details at SipCamAgroUSA.com. Get no-risk results with Stilo PSR.
Grasshoppers are one of the most difficult insects to control. They hop, they fly, and your garden plants are a buffet. Jonathan Larson is an extension entomologist at the University of Kentucky. He says in the spring, baby grasshoppers don't have their strong jaws yet, so they only feed between the veins of a leaf. As they grow through the summer, their mouths become so powerful they can take a plant down to the ground. Larson says when you're trying to control grasshoppers, vigilance early in the season is the key.
If you get out there early with something like Carbaryl or Cyfluthrin and spray that on the plant, those young grasshoppers, they'll feed on the leaves that have been treated and they'll die. If you wait until you see big grasshoppers hopping around, your chances of control are considerably lowered.
Larson says another option to consider is a trap cropping square around the perimeter of the plants you want to protect.
plant some lush, tall grasses around the garden. The grasshoppers will migrate into those grasses, preferentially over your garden. And if you start to see them in there, you can go through and target a spray or your bait in that area, and you'll get really good control, and you'll see less damage on your plants.
Weather is a huge factor in grasshopper populations. Larson says a dry winter dries out grasshopper eggs and exposes them to the elements. A cool, wet spring promotes the development of fungi that destroys the immature insects. However, a hot, dry summer is their best friend. Heat helps insects develop quicker and stresses out plants, which makes them easier for grasshoppers to munch on. Learn more about grasshoppers and how to deal with them at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Humorist Mark Twain wrote, "Don't wait to buy real estate. Buy real estate and wait." Hi, I'm Rob West with another Faith and Finance Minute. Real estate can be a smart investment. It can give you an income stream through renting and almost always appreciates in value. But let's be clear, we don't recommend diving into real estate until you're financially ready. If being a landlord isn't your thing, you can still invest through something called a REIT, a real estate investment trust. REITs let companies purchase properties or mortgages using pooled funds from investors like you. It's like a mutual fund, but for real estate instead of stocks. REITs aren't for everyone, but one thing's for sure. If you invest in one, you'll never get a late-night call about leaky plumbing. It's a way to grow your portfolio without growing your home repair list. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the FaithFi community. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, in your app store or visit faithfi.com.
Wrapping up a series on food as medicine on a hopeful note. Today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. I've been telling you all this week about efforts around the country to counter the unhealthy eating trend in this country. While there's concern, there's also hope. Craig Gunderson is an economics professor at Baylor University in Waco, Texas, who moderated a recent Farm Foundation forum on the subject of food as medicine.
In the past 100 years, there's just been incredible growth in the agricultural sector. This has both been, you know, across farms and ranches across the United States, but globally, this amazing increase in agricultural productivity. And this is due to things like, for example, the Green Revolution that Norman Borlaug started, but also more recent things like the introduction of GMOs.
While several speakers during the forum talked about the repercussions of poor diets in many developed countries, Gunderson says we should not overlook how diets have improved in many parts of the world.
And along with this incredible transformation in the productivity of agriculture is that we also have this incredible distribution system. We're able to get food all around the world, and this has just led to amazing things. And probably the most important thing that this led to is this really pretty dramatic decline in undernutrition and declines in food insecurity across the globe.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
With gas prices this high, you could use something free. Stop by CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort every Friday for a free 32-ounce fountain drink with the purchase of 8 or more gallons of fuel.
News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm James Guerin. The Black Vultures Relief Act is a bipartisan bill reintroduced in the U.S. Senate and House to help ranchers better protect their livestock from black vultures, a species whose population has surged by nearly 470% since 1990, now exceeding 190 million birds across the U.S. Currently, black vultures are protected under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act of 1918, which means farmers must obtain a federal depredation permit before taking action against the birds. These permits are slow and limited, often allowing only 3 to 5 vultures to be taken annually, even though attacks can involve flocks of 20 or more. This legislation would allow livestock producers to take immediate non-lethal or lethal action against black vultures threatening their animals without waiting for a permit. It includes safeguards like annual reporting to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and explicitly bans the use of poison, maintaining a balance between livestock protection and wildlife conservation. Black vultures have become increasingly aggressive, especially targeting newborn calves and cows during or after birthing. According to USDA Wildlife Services, vulture attacks on cattle have risen nearly 25% between 2020 and 2025. The range, once mostly in the southeast and Midwest, now stretches as far north as New York and Michigan and as far west as Arizona. The bill has strong backing from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the American Farm Bureau Federation, and numerous state livestock associations who see it as a necessary tool to protect rural livelihoods and reduce costly livestock losses. In short, the Black Vultures Relief Act offers practical, immediate relief to farmers and ranchers while ensuring that black vulture populations continue to be monitored and managed responsibly. It's time to align wildlife policy with real-world challenges faced on the farm. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
At Rusty at Ford, we believe value should drive everything we do. And with employee pricing, you pay what we pay for your new Ford. For 11 days only during our Memorial Day sell-a-thon, the deals are even bigger. Get employee pricing on Ford's best-selling lineup of trucks and SUVs. But hurry, this value-driven offer is for a limited time and only during this Memorial Day sell-a-thon. Get employee pricing and 0.9% APR plus $3,000 cash on a new Ford F-150, America's number one selling truck for 47 years. Hurry, this deal ends June 2nd. Employee pricing and 0.9% APR plus $3,000 cash on a new F-150. We have over 85 new F-150s on our lot and ready for you. Visit Rusty Eck Ford or online at rustyeckford.com. 0.9% APR for 36 months, $28.16 per month for $1,000.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM Feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Farm and ranch families are struggling on so many levels. Stay tuned for ways you can help a stressed-out farm neighbor on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Post-herbicide application stress might be costing you extra bushels that can make or break your season. Mitigate that yield loss with SipCam Agro's Stilo PSR. Whether you're applying post-emergent herbicides, fungicides, or nutritional sprays, Stilo Plant Support and Recovery helps get your corn and soybean crops back on track. Realize up to a 6x ROI on your investment and check out our no-risk guarantee program details at SipCamAgroUSA.com. Get no-risk results with Stilo PSR.
Farmers and ranchers juggle multiple priorities every day while dodging curveballs from Mother Nature, commodity prices, and more.
Sometimes it just gets to be too much, and their emotions and mental health come crashing down. Kate Downs is the outreach director for New York FarmNet, a program at Cornell University. She says there are physical and mental signs to watch for, such as a change in their appearance, a lack of energy and concentration, lashing out in anger, and trouble sleeping. Maybe this person isn't stopping at the diner anymore for their morning chat and cup of coffee. The best thing you can do to help is show empathy, not sympathy.
You can say, I hear you saying, and then repeat back the main concerns that farmer's expressing to you. Another phrase that I like is, well, that sounds like a lot. How are you handling this? What are you doing to take care of yourself? Something else, these are really tough times, tough challenges. Ask them what they would like you to help with, if they want your help at all.
Don't minimize their struggle or downplay what they're feeling. Encourage them to reach out to their social support system or someone who has helped them through tough times in the past. Down says if you think this person is considering suicide, address it head on.
Asking them about suicide is not going to plant that seed of completing suicide. So if you think they may harm themselves, ask them, are you going to complete suicide? Are you going to harm yourself? Ask them directly, because they may be totally relieved that someone else sees how stressed out they are.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more ways to help a farmer cope with their situation at agriculture.com.
Who is Farm Bureau Financial Services? At our core, we're relationship builders. We're home and auto bundlers, life insurers, farm and ranch protectors, and retirement planners. We're neighbors, community members, and friends. We're the people you can count on now and for years to come. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. Chronic wasting disease is found in many deer populations across Kansas and the U.S. K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts explains new research that looked into how deer feeders could be contributing to the problem. He says what new information this work brings to the industry.
There is constantly a lot of research coming out about chronic wasting disease, but we've got a brand new study that was published very recently in the Journal of Wildlife Management by some researchers out of Mississippi State University, wildlife scientists there who really focus a lot of research on deer. And their research is the first project to really look at whether or not deer feeders can facilitate the spread of chronic wasting disease among deer and potentially other wildlife species too.
Ricketts describes how the study was set up and the results they found.
It's a really robust study. They put out brand new deer feeders, and these are plastic feeders, and they had three different treatments. So they had control feeders that didn't have any feed put in them. Then they had feeders that had a mix of corn and protein feed in them that were available to all wildlife, including deer. And then they had some feeders that they built exclusion fences around, but that would exclude deer, but that had holes cut below them that would allow raccoons and squirrels and those sorts of critters to come in. So for that part of the study, they found chronic wasting disease prions, infectious prions, on all the feeders that included feed. So that confirms that deer, when they eat out of a feeder and the saliva from their mouth, the secretions from their nose and those sorts of things deposit these infectious prions that cause chronic wasting disease on those feeders.
This research brings attention to the effects raccoons eating from feeders can have on the spread of chronic wasting disease, says Ricketts.
The brand new thing that I don't think very many people have thought about that this shows is that raccoons, even in the absence of deer eating from those feeders, can move those chronic wasting disease prions around from feeder to feeder. That part of this study was conducted in an area of Mississippi where they see about 30% prevalence of chronic wasting disease in the adult deer population. That is lower than the areas in Kansas that have the highest chronic wasting disease in deer, but it's probably higher than most of eastern Kansas would be.
That was Kansas State University wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts sharing his insight from recent work from Mississippi that investigated the impacts deer feeders have on chronic wasting disease in wildlife. I'm Madeline Drake. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Moving through a Friday today as we get a little closer to the end of the trading day. We've actually seen a lot of mixed numbers on the board, more specifically in the grains market. The seeds market has been kind of teetering back and forth all throughout the day, and the livestock trending downwards throughout the day. In the corn market, July corn down 2¾ pennies at 4.42¼. September corn down 3¼ pennies. At 4.24 even. Kansas City wheat for July up 1½ pennies at 5.33¼. September Kansas City wheat also up 1¼ pennies at 5.47¼. In the bean market, July soybeans down 9¼ pennies at 10.42½. August soybeans down 10¾ pennies at 10.37¾. Soybean meal for July up 80 pennies at 2.97.20. August soybean meal also up 80 pennies at 308. Soybean oil for July down $1.58 at 46.80. August soybean oil down $1.55 at 47.05. In the cotton market, July cotton in the green up 2 pennies at 64.86. December cotton down 7 pennies at 67.69. Heading to the currencies market, the U.S. dollar index for June up 9 pennies at 99.30. The U.S. dollar index for September up 14 pennies at 98.94. The euro for June slightly in the red, down to $1.13. The September euro also slightly in the red at $1.14. The Japanese yen for June in the green slightly at 69 cents. The September yen also slightly green at 70 cents. And jumping on to the stock market, the Dow Jones currently down 153 points. The S&P 500 is down 45 points and the NASDAQ down 251 points. We'll see if there's any fluctuation with the stock market before the end of the trading week. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
They said the sedan was gone, that SUVs had taken over the road, but this May, the legend returns. Introducing the all-new 2025 Kia K4. And at Midwest Kia, we're proving once and for all, the sedan lives. Right now, lease the bold, feature-packed 2025 Kia K4 EX for just $299 a month with zero due at signing 36-month lease. That's right, sporty design, tech-loaded interior, and legendary Kia value, all with zero down and $299 a month. The future of driving is here. And it's sleek, smart, and seriously fun to drive. The K4 is proving that there is still room on the road for the sedan to shine. Hurry in to Midwest Kia or visit MidwestKia.com. And remember, the sedan lives.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offer available with approved credit through KMF. $299 a month for 36 months. 30,000 total miles. Zero due at signing. Plus tax, title, license, and dealer fees. Offer valid on all in-stock 2025 Kia K4 EX. See dealer for details. Offer expires May 3rd.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks post some modest gains today as confusion over the fate of President Trump's reciprocal tariffs loom large over investors. The tech-heavy NASDAQ also receiving a boost from strong earnings, including chipmaker NVIDIA reporting a 75-point gain. The Dow rising 117 points and the S&P posting a 23-point gain. President Trump met with Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell Thursday, with the White House later criticizing Powell on his decision to stand firm on lowering interest rates this summer. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt called the decision a mistake and says it will put the U.S. at an economic disadvantage to China and other countries. JetBlue and United Airlines unveiling their new Blue Sky partnership that will allow customers from both airlines to apply for bonus miles and loyalty benefits between the two, including priority boarding, complimentary access to preferred seats, and same-day flight changes starting this fall. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
It's a two-minute timeout on KNDY with Bruce
and Max.
As KNDY continues to be your source for local news and information, That includes breaking news as well as weather-related information, school closings, cancellations, anything of the like.
KNDY is here when you need them the most. Like Bruce said, whether it is a school closing, cancellation, breaking news, radio is still the most effective way to reach a listening audience within a short amount of time. So whether you have an event coming up, something changing due to weather, or something you would like to let us know, would love to hear from you.
Always call us if we're not immediately available. Leave it on our voicemail, 785-562-2361. You can certainly email KNDY at bluevalley.net, and we'll post those periodically. Again, when breaking news happens, KNDY has it covered. Local news, local coverage, what's important to you is important to us.
We are local, too, as well. We are residents of Marshall County. In your area, we depend on what is going on in this area. So if it is important, please reach out to us here at KNDY. Still, again, the most effective way to reach a listening audience that will gain results at the end of the day.
A longtime source of news and information that always includes the subject of weather. Mm-hmm. Weather updates twice each hour, every day on KNDY. Hourly overnight following ABC News. And, of course, severe weather coverage and information as it happens.
Every springtime when those storms seem to roll around, everyone seems to try and find a radio station to turn to. You have found one in KNDY with severe weather coverage, not only in the spring, but all year long for those severe weather storms.
Covering all of northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Again, if you have something for us, 785-562-2361. Email us at KNDY, bluevalley.net. We're on air. We're online. We're on the free mobile app, KNDY.